Now, panel, what will be the first big flaw in Apple's iPhone? Adam Felber.
Well, I really want one more than I want oxygen, but I heard there's a technical glitch that causes owners to talk about it rather than into it.
Amy Dickinson.
Like many offspring of wealthy empires, the iPhone will develop an embarrassing drinking problem, marry badly, and flunk out of rehab before retiring in an ashram in Maine.
That's a flaw. And Roy Blunt Jr.
It calls you in the middle of the night just to talk.
Well, panel, if any of those flaws are found in Apple's iPhone, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Adam Felber, Amy Dickinson, and Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to John Bell and everyone at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Thanks to our fantastic audience here at the Portland Center for the Performing Arts in the Schmitz. And thanks to all of you out there in Radioland for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week.